الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن يوم الجمعة سيد الأيام وأعظمها عند الله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Respected brothers, amongst the greatest favors that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala Amongst the many favors that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed this ummah with, one very great ni'mat and favor is the day of Jumu'ah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ The best day that the sun has ever risen on is the day of Jumu'ah. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ سَيِّدَ الْأَيَّامِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ The leader of all days is the day of Jumu'ah. And huwa a'zamu 'inda Allah min 'eed al-fitr wa 'eed al-adha. In the sight of Allah Ta'ala, the day of Jumu'ah is even greater than the day of Eid al-Fitr and the day of Eid al-Adha. Such a great day Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed us with. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says it was this day that Allah Ta'ala chose to create Hazrat Adam Alayhi Salam. It was on this day that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala entered Adam Alayhi Salam into Jannat. On this day, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brought Adam alayhi salam into this world. And on this day, Allah Ta'ala had taken the life of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So we see that the day of Jumu'ah is such a day which Allah Ta'ala has given really as a great gift to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. It is mentioned in one hadith that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi salam says that this day of Jumu'ah was offered to the nations of the past. It was offered to the Christians, it was offered to the Jews. With all the fazilat and with all the virtues, Allah Ta'ala offered it to the nations of the past. But they opted not to take the day of Jumu'ah. The Christians took the Sunday as their big day. The Jews took the Saturday as their big day. But when it is offered to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummah took this day. And they took it with all its virtues and all the greatness that this Mubarak day has. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith where he says, Laylatul Jumu'ati Laylatun Aghar wa Yawmul Jumu'ati Yawmun Azhar. The night of Jumu'ah is a great and illustrious night, and the day of Jumu'ah is also a great and illustrious day. Such a day, such a night Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. That this Thursday night, according to many ulama ikram, including Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, he says that the night of Jumu'ah in certain respects is even greater than the Laylatul Qadr. Because on the night of Jumu'ah was that night when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was conceived in the womb of his mother. And this was the greatest thing that ever happened in this ummah, was the appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world. According to Hazrat Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, he says there are 5 nights in the year when a Muslim will make dua and Allah will accept his dua. One is the nights before the two Eids, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. One is the night before the 15th of Sha'ban. On the night 15th of Sha'ban, Laylatul Nisf min Sha'ban. One was on the 1st of Rajab that just passed now. And one is every Thursday night. That if a person makes dua to Allah Ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that dua of his. My respected elders and brothers, this night of Jummah was a night which Muslims showed a lot of respect to, and we ought to show that respect to the night of Jummah. In the past, when people would keep televisions in their homes, alhamdulillah, many people have taken it out of their homes now. But out of respect for the Jummah, they won't put it on a Thursday night. They would say that this is a Mubarak night, it's a great night, Allah Ta'ala's special rahmat is descending. We respect the night, we won't put it on that night. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned on a Thursday night, if a person recites Surah Yasin, person who recites Surah Yasin on a Thursday night, in fact we're supposed to be reading it every night, but a person reads it on a Thursday night, Allah Ta'ala forgives all his sins. Whatever guna and sin he has committed, if he reads Surah Yasin on a Thursday night, Allah forgives all his sins. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if a person reads Surah Dukhan on a Thursday night, Surah Dukhan is in the 25th para, 4 pages, consists of 4 pages. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you read the surah on a Thursday night, Allah will bless you with 3 favors. One is, He'll forgive all your sins. Number 2, He'll build a palace for you in Jannat. And number 3, He'll appoint 70,000 malaika to make dua for your forgiveness. For the person who recites Surah Dukhan. Again, if we can try and create some kind of a mahal, some kind of an environment in our homes, where we get our children, our families together on a Thursday night, everybody sit, we have some ta'aleem of fazail durud. Beautiful kitab written by Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Mu'ana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. We read some of the ahadith from there and get everybody together. If we want, we can put some of those khajur danas on the ground and everybody recite durud sharif upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can we imagine what barakat will come into our homes just by bringing these amal into our houses? On a Thursday night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes extremely pleased when we turn to Him and we recite durud sharif upon His beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith, من غسل يوم الجمعة واختسل. That person who takes ghusl on the day of Jummah, he has a bath. واختسل, and he takes a proper bath. In other words, the shura explained, he washes his hair, etc. Proper, full bath. He takes a proper bath on a Friday. وبكر وابتكر. And he comes early. He wakes up early on a Friday. He wakes up early and he gets up early. He gets ready early on a Friday. وَمَشَىٰ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ. And he goes walking to the masjid if it's possible. وَلَمْ يَرْكَبْ. And he doesn't take a conveyance. He doesn't take a car. He doesn't take a vehicle. And he comes. Now here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us all the adab of the Jummah. One is to have proper ghusl. And all the other sunnats that go with it. To wear one's best clothing. To apply itar. To use the miswak. And then to come early to the masjid. And then to come walking to the masjid if it's possible. Obviously, if a person is living at a distance and he comes with a vehicle, it's no problem. But if he's living near the masjid and he walks and he comes. And then after the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَدَنَا مِنَ الْإِمَامِ. And then he comes close to the imam. And a person comes to the masjid. In the adab of the masjid, is we come to the first saf and sit. Because this is the place where Allah Ta'ala's special rahmat and mercy is descending. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى الصُّفُوفِ الْأَوَّلِ. Allah's special rahmat and mercy and the malaika send salutations upon those people who sit in the first saf. So this is a habit that we all should try and develop. When we come in a masjid, then we come away to the front of the masjid, we sit in the front. Obviously, if a person got a back problem, he needs to sit against the wall, it's a different issue. But if a person is young and he can, he should come in the front. Ulama Kiram give the example of a person who goes to the home affairs and he wants to get his passport or his ID work done. And he goes there, there's a counter there in the front. You want service, you come to the front, you'll get your service. If you're going to sit right there against the back of the wall and tell him, you'll call me whenever you want to call me, and you can sit there for the rest of the day, you'll get no service. You want service, you come in the front, you'll get all the service over here. To come to the front of the masjid, close to the imam, وَدَنَا مِنَ الْإِمَامِ فَاسْتَمَعَ وَلَمْ يَلْغُوا. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he listens to what the imam has to say, the khutbah, etc. that is being... And he doesn't speak in the masjid. So again, he's looking after the adab of the masjid, the respect of the masjid. كَانَ لَهُ بِكُلِّ خُطْوَةٍ عَمَلُ سَنَةٍ أَجْرُ سِيَامِهَا وَقِيَامِهَا. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person who does all these adab and etiquettes, and then he comes to the masjid in this way, for every step that he took to the masjid, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him the sawab of 1 year's fasting, 1 year's tahajjud. So if he took 100 steps and he came to the masjid, 100 years sawab of roza, 100 years sawab of tahajjud he'll get. such a great sawab for this. Making riayat of all the sunnats of Jumu'ah. A person is coming and he's showing their respect. I remember many years ago, Hazrat Mu'abdul Hamid Sahib, Damat Barakatum, principal of Darul Azad, when he mentioned to us that he was going to Pochestru. And he met one person, he had a hardware shop. But this person would only open his shop after Jumu'ah Salah. So Malana was quite impressed and he asked him, MashaAllah, I see you show a lot of riayat, you come early to the masjid. So he had a habit, he'd get up early and he'd try and come away by about 9, 10 o'clock, he's in the masjid on a Friday. And he'll only open his shop after Jumu'ah. So he said, Malana, my story is very strange. We all are hardware owners here in this town. Many years ago we went up to China, that time there was no virus there. So we went up to China to buy some goods for the business. And as we got there, we spent a few days. So there were Muslims, non-Muslims, all of us together. And he said there was one Afrikaner who was with us, non-Muslim. He said on a Sunday morning, they called us from the hotel to come down for breakfast. He says, Afrikaner said, I'm not coming down today. Sunday is my big day. I'll sit here in the room. I'll continue with my prayers. He said, that affected me. This man is showing respect to his big day. He's on the batil. He's not on the truth. Sunday is not even a big day. The big day is Jumu'ah. But he says, he can show respect to his big day as a Muslim. What respect am I showing to my big day? He says, from that day I made niyat on a Friday, I'll come early to the masjid. I'll open my shop after Jumu'ah. On that Friday, I'll just keep my shop closed. I'll be here in the masjid. I'll also show respect to my big day. وَمَنْ يُعَزِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. That person who shows azmat and respect to the sha'air, the great signs of Islam. And this is a true sign of taqwa that the person has. Hazrat Muhammad Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was a great alim in Medina Munawwara. He would advise South Africans especially. You see, you all are living in a non-Muslim country. You all are in minority, 2-3%, you all are amongst all the kuffar that are around you. Say, show respect to the day of Jumu'ah. Let your children also grow up with azmat and respect for Jumu'ah. If you're giving them spending, give it to them on a Jumu'ah. If you buy them a gift, give it to them on the day of Jumu'ah, so they know that Friday is a special day in the life of a Muslim. That azmat and that respect for Jumu'ah comes in the heart. Then we have the Jumu'ah Salah itself. Such a great Salah that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed the Ummah with. Where everyone gets together on a Friday and they read this Jumu'ah Salah. Two khutbahs are given. And then Salah is read with Jamaat. And so much of sawab and reward for this. Yet Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has also sounded a severe warning. And he says that person who becomes unmindful of the Jumu'ah Salah and he misses out the Jumu'ah Salah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala puts a seal on his heart and he makes him unmindful. And if he misses out three Jumu'ahs in a row without without a valid reason, he misses out three Jumu'ahs in a row, his iman is lost. How many of our youngsters today are attending schools and not attending the Jumu'ah Salah? Because of the excuse that the principal is not giving us permission to come for the Jumu'ah Salah. We all went to government schools, but our parents made arrangements for us to be in a masjid for the Jumu'ah Salah. And we must make arrangements to have our children to read Salah here. One school nearby has 22 Muslim youngsters attending a high school. None of them are reading Jumu'ah Salah. Eventually, ulama had to make some arrangements for Jumu'ah Salah to be read in the school, so that these youngsters can have the Jumu'ah Salah read. If the principal doesn't want to give us permission to come and read our Salah, our Jumu'ah Salah, go to another school. But we can't miss our Jumu'ah Salah, the great Salah that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. So this is that great sawab and that great reward that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has blessed us with on the day of Jumu'ah. One of the a'mal of the day of Jumu'ah which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us is Mazrid Surah Kahf. Mazrid Surah Kahf, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that person who reads Surah Kahf, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will bless him with one noor. The noor will start from beneath his feet and it will extend to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Such a noor that in the darkness of the day of Qiyamah, that noor will show him the way straight to Jannat. That noor will show him the way straight to Jannat. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you read Surah Kahf on a Friday, Allah Ta'ala will protect you from any fitna for the next 8 days. Even if the fitna of Dajjal has to appear, Allah will save you from the fitna of Dajjal. Again, we should try and make a point of reading Surah Kahf. And if we can't read the whole surah, the first ruku, the last ruku we should read. Inshallah, by reading the first ruku and the last ruku, Allah Ta'ala will still give us the same reward and give us the same protection like if we read the entire surah. Our ulama kiram also encourage us on a Friday, try to read Salatul Tasbih. This was a special salah that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had given to his ummah via Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encouraged that if you can read it every day, read it every day. If you can't, at least once a week. We had witnessed most of our akabir. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Hassan Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali, and many of our other Akabir on a Friday, they would make a point of reading Salatul Tasbih. And we should try and make this part of our Ma'amulat. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he would give his Mureedin the Ma'amulat, one of the things that was written there is on a Friday, must read Salatul Tasbih. Try and read Salatul Tasbih on a Friday. And of course, the most important thing for the day of Jumu'ah is the recitation of Durood Sharif. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith, أَكْثِرُ السَّلَاةَ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ فَإِنَّهُ مَشْهُودٌ تَشْهَدُهُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Read lots of Durood Sharif on a Friday. For that person who reads Durood Sharif, the Malaika take it and present it to me, they bring it right to me. So a person should try and recite as much Durood as possible. One hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person who reads 1,000 times Durood Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will ensure that he will show him his palace in Jannah. Allah Ta'ala will ensure that He will show him His palace in Jannah. He will get His palace in Jannah for that person who, and before he leaves this world, Allah will open all the veils and he'll see His palace in Jannah physically. Again, if you look at the shortest Durood Sharif to read is Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if you time it, it'll take you about 12 minutes, 10 to 12 minutes to recite Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam 1,000 times. And again, all of us should try and make an amal, try and make a habit of reciting this Durood. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned on a Friday, after Asr Salam, that person who reads this Durood, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin Nabil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima, that person who reads this Durood Sharif 80 times after Asr, Allah Ta'ala will forgive 80 years of his sins, and Allah Ta'ala will credit his account with 80 years of ibadah. Brothers, we talk about a Black Friday special. This is a Bright Friday special. Wallahi, they were hearing on that day, people were sitting from 12 o'clock on a Thursday night outside shopping malls to get that specials on the appliances that were given in certain shops. This is, Allah Ta'ala is throwing these Bright Friday specials. But are there any takers? Any person who's got qadr for sawab and reward? Look at it, 80 years of ibadah. Where can I ever make 80 years of ibadah? But if I sit for few minutes on a Friday after Asr, I'll get this great amount of sawab and reward. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that there's a moment on a Friday where if a Muslim makes dua, then Allah will accept that dua of his. And all our ulama are unanimous on this, that that time is before Maghrib. About a half an hour, 45 minutes before Maghrib, that is that special time where if a Muslim raises his hands and makes dua, then Allah Ta'ala will bless him. And Allah Ta'ala will accept that dua of his. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahli al-Jannah, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she would tell her servant that on a Friday before Maghrib, then just tell me, leave everything and get onto the musalla and engage in dua. And Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha used to be engaged in fervent dua to Allah Ta'ala at this time just before Maghrib. Again, if all of us can try also to make this amr, that on a Friday we come little early before Maghrib salah, sit on a musalla and cry for Allah Ta'ala. We all have needs. Somebody has got a financial difficulty, somebody has got some other problem, whatever difficulty, the ummah at large for us to be making dua. This is an opportune moment on a Friday before Maghrib that we all engage in dua to Allah Ta'ala, crying to Allah Ta'ala, begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal and to practice. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.